Off the Record.
In the head.
Now the Thunder will open the batting tonight in front of a packed outhouse.
Kevin's in Cranbourne.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Let's go to Dylan in Berwick.
I think there's three sides to every story.
There's another one.
A replay, buddy.
Oh, the hell. It's, well, this is behind.
I would be arch hypocrites if they didn't back Pauline now.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Off the Record for Choices Flooring. Inspiring Choices magazine, Healthy Homes Edition, out now. Order your free copy, choicesflooring.com.au.
Sure is. The Choices Flooring Inspiring Choices magazine, Healthy Homes Edition, is out now. And picks, old mates, the floor is yours.
I'm just having a look at the Twitter feed on the back of that photo of you and the donuts. It's been some interesting stuff. Right. Let's start with Caroline Wilson from Don't Shoot the Messenger. Ben from the Gold Coast, favourite show. It's a bit muddled up here.
Journalist being stood down indefinitely for naming Brooke Cotchin on his private Instagram or Twittergram.
Well, it's a new one. The old Twittergram. I like it. The Twittergram, this is what you want if you want to talk about social media. It's Dwayne.
Get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on
Twittergram.
If you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing. Have a daytime.
Have a daytime.
Very nice, Pixie. A little bit of editing.
Field, I did a lot of editing, myself. The Field Marshal, a big Essendon fan, a big fan of Essendon Ruckman, young Draper. But he also likes his tennis, remember, Sammy?
Absolutely. This man, Dwayne, he turned down a mega offer from St Kilda, having not played a senior game. But Essendon big man Scotty Draper will make his long-awaited AFL debut.
Scotty Draper will be very short for a ruckman, a fraction old, but he's got a wonderful forehand.
My mate Robbo, better known as Getsy, used to call the Herald Sun the Scotty Draper when we were kids.
The Scotty Draper, the rhyming slang.
Yep.
Right there. Gary had a little bit of difficulty with this word.
Oh, Fags, he was a bit exasperated. He was upset after the game. He couldn't.
Just gave up in the end. Now, Gazy, when you're doing your own segment, you've got to nail the name, man.
Cut the cap.
Cut
the cat. Cut the crap.
That's the one. Cut the crap is a segment on the bounce, or bounce, or whatever they call it now. Sticking with Fox Footy. Eddie's got to get the sponsors right here. The Good for Sports Bet, they get a little bit of a plug for free.
No joking, Billy Brownless and Sports Bet. Hang on, is it Points Bet? Not Sports Bet, they're no good. Points Bet, go to them. Billy Brownless, here we go.
Sports Bet, we're happy to go there. No problems. Jay-Z Clark invented a new Giants play here.
You've got at your disposal some incredibly talented and offensively gifted players. We're talking about Toby Green, Jeremy Cameron, Himmelberg, Finlayson.
Himmelberg?
You've done that before.
I've done that before. No, I've called him. What did I call him?
It was the same player, wasn't it? You got right.
Himlayson, I think.
Yeah,
I called
him. You did.
I think I called him Himlayson.
You got the other way.
I did.
Have you
got
that zipper anywhere?
No, he won't have it. He won't have it.
He'll find it.
Yeah, if you can find it, that's all right. But while we're doing it, just keep rolling through. But I guess Jay-Z, at least he didn't bring this player back or do what this newsreader did. He's brought out someone out of retirement here.
Hey, conditions apply.
Jared Ruffhead will return for the Pies ahead of tomorrow's match with Sydney.
No, Jared Ruffhead's retired.
He's written a book.
He has written a book, Ruffy. Have you heard him promoting it?
I have. Very good.
I wish he'd get a little bit of excitement in his voice. I've got a book called Ruffy. Go and buy it. Come on, Raffy. You got to promote the damn book. You don't just go on there and read it. Oh, I've got a book out now. Come on, Raffy.
I think I heard him refuse to comment on one of the questions.
Yeah.
The
Come on.
You want to look, I'd rather not get drawn into it.
I don't want to get drawn into what's in the book, but, you can go and buy it if you want.
No.
He's got to promote it a bit better than that.
It'll go great, that book.
Oh, come on. I'm sure it will.
It's a lot of good stories.
Robbo Cop, not entirely familiar with the Brisbane Lions forward line here.
From Hipgood, Charlie Cameron.
Hipwood's
Hipgood. I call him Hipgood. I don't know why.
Yeah, because you don't watch him. That's why. Hipgood. Now, JB, he got all wound up like a two-bob watch here. Thursday night it was. The big game Thursday
big
night.
Big setup.
A big setup from JB. He's back behind the Seven microphone. This
Thursday,
is what,
showtime.
It's showtime on Thursday on Seven. Let's go to JB.
It's going to be interesting to see how they go against a red-hot St Kilda team.
Here we go, Saturday Night Football. We're about to get it underway.
No, it's not Saturday Night Football, JB. That's tonight.
Let's give it one more game.
Oh, why not?
You've done your time in the twos, Jim, on Saturday nights.
You've got the
big call.
You got the big call, man.
The stage is yours. It's Thursday. We're taking notes. Lewis Martin's home taking, got the pen and paper out going, got to really sort out this issue on who the next guy is, BT and Hamish. I'm going to do some feedback analysis tonight.
This is everyone watches Thursday night footy.
You give us a big, big launch of Thursday night to announce you've welcomed. Now let's hear it one more time, Zip.
Here we go, Saturday night football. We're about to get it underway. Ryder coming off.
Flat. Now, Scotty.
You were quick on the text.
Well, it was pretty funny. Scotty Prince got a little nervous at the start of this interview.
He won a grand final in 2005. He was the captain. He was a Clive Churchill medalist. His name is Scott Prince. G'day, Princey.
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
We're going okay, mate.
He just got ahead of a bit of a dock there. Good, thanks. He's gone with a good thanks.
Oh, he's humble. The accolades were a bit much for him.
Yeah, Donald Trump times two. This is the first one.
When I took over, we didn't even have a test. Now, in all fairness,
why would you have a test?
No test.
The virus didn't
exist.
How would you have a test?
I was going to say.
Okay.
There was no test on him because there was no virus at that stage.
He got schooled in this interview, didn't he?
He did. Who was the interviewer?
Jonathan Swan, the Australian guy.
Yeah, well, and this is him again from the same interview.
There are those that say, you can test too much. You do know that.
Who says that?
Oh, just read the manuals, read the books.
Manuals?
Read the
what
books.
Manuals?
Read the books.
What books?
He just was all over him like a cheap suit. What about this race caller? I did enjoy this during the week.
Yes.
Gate Code leads the way by four. Make it five. Excuse me. Love You Leicester second. Third is Haru's Bacon. Long way back then. And Sassy Saskia and Mighty Option. Get the race over. Gate Code. Gate Code by four.
I like that. But
Love You Leicester second. Haru's Bacon.
I did enjoy that, but I did enjoy this bloke. I mean, it gives a cough. Sometimes, you know, a bit of water goes down the wrong way or whatever happens and you've just can't help but getting into a coughing fit. A yawning fit in the middle of a race? That's another thing altogether.
With every bound is also up there, and there's Midnight Warrior. Is followed by in fifth spot, and they were followed.
You've got to be kidding me, haven't you?
Oh, what?
You've got to be kidding me. Have a listen to that again.
With every bound is also up there, and there's Midnight Warrior. Is followed by in fifth spot, and they were followed.
He didn't break stride either. All right, throwback time.
Off the record throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
I know where you're going here in the throwback.
Yeah, well we've had a coughing fit and a yawn,
yes.
And now we might as well go to old mate.
No, I don't think I'll get through this. Hello, Yatesy, where are you? We need you, mate.
Here we go. It was only a quick one for him. Bill Laurie time.
Give us the whole race. It's too good.
Nah.
Got a bit more then?
Steve Bill Smith is on for.
Should take it. Ty dropped it.
Every other union. Every other union.
Just the one entry for the for the Bill Laurie's this week, and it's from Dermot Breton, as Louis Richards used to call him, Breton.
Yeah, they're winning the stoppages. They're winning the clearances. They're winning the contest.
Pardon me, twice.
There you go. Pardon me. You want to find that race?
We'll go with them. Then in turn behind those between runners were Weona Tijan. On the inside, Lindell Dady, and at the tail in the field, we're looking about 5 or 6 metres to Boobaroey Boy. I think we're gone here. In front, leading the way, it's Alaya Rose. Leads by 2 metres in second placing.
He ran out of steam. Choices Flooring, Inspiring Choices Magazine, Healthy Homes Edition out now. Order your free copy at choicesflooring.com.au.
Oh, very good.
The Choices Flooring Ultimate VIP Competition picks. Well done to Meg last week from Melbourne, who correctly guessed 97 possessions. She wins the weekly prize.
I went a bit higher than that last week.
You did go higher.
I went about 120, I think.
Of course, all winners go into the wild card weekend one of the finals.
All right, I'll get up. I'll get
a chance to win the Ultimate VIP Grand Final experience. You and a friend could experience firsthand a whole week of festivities at iCanWin.com.au to enter. Go to iCanWin.com.au now to enter.
I will get it on the money this week, Craig.
Yep.
On the money. So you give me the players and I'll give you the numbers.
Okay. Dustin Martin?
29.
Harris Andrews?
11.
Caleb Daniel?
28.
68. Jack Martin?
19.
87. And Christian Petrarca?
27.
114?
114 when I went to school.
There you go. I'll go with 113 to be safe.
Oh, hang on a minute, Hutch. I've just got off the SMS. That horse's name was Yawn.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, well, that would make more sense.
That reminds me of that horse, remember?
As I live and breathe!
The horse's name was Yawn.
Well, that's what Andy off the SMS is saying.
Well, we're the pickles then.
Well, not really.
We are the pickles. We'll not and get the R, which is famous.
Retired out of the post.
We'll take a break. It is Darwin Cup week, and a lot of people are asking why the Doc hasn't made a cameo. We've got the Doc song.
The Doc song would be nice.
Have you
just
got the Doc zippers giving it the, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We'll get it for you out of the break. This is Off the Bench right around Australia.